You are listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. Courageous is the name of a new movie from the makers of Fireproof and Facing the Giants. It opens in theaters nationwide on September 30th. The movie has already earned high praise from ministries and thought leaders across the map. And I am pleased to report that on today's broadcast, we have one of the actors from this movie, Kevin Downs. Kevin, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian.
Now, you're an actor, director, producer. You often work alongside your brother, Bobby, in Downs Brothers Entertainment, which are faith-based projects, including Like Dandelion Dust, which is based on a Karen Kingsbury novel. You have appeared in films including Bobby Jones, Senseless, and Three. And today, I wanted to talk about your role as Officer Shane Fuller in the movie Courageous. Could you tell our listeners a little about the movie and about your role in it?
Yeah, Courageous. Well, it's the fourth film from the filmmaking ministry of Sherwood Church in Albany, Georgia. And, you know, I'm just humbled and honored to be a part of the cast. Courageous is it's a film about fatherhood. Five guys, four of them small town sheriff's deputies that are all dads, and they go through their journey of learning to protect, honor and protect for their homes, and serve and protect also in their neighborhoods. And so people will laugh, they will cry. It's a roller coaster ride. And, you know, everybody's got a fatherhood story, whether you're a father at home or you definitely have a dad. And so one of the best things about Courageous is that after you watch the film, you'll go home and want to hug on your little ones and want to cherish the moments that you have with them. Also want to call your father and just thank him for all that he's done for you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. I've seen the movie myself, and I can personally attest to the power, how it's uplifting and challenging at the same time. Now, what was it like being on the cast, and could you talk specifically maybe about your role?
Yeah, you know what? It was really a fun cast to be a part of. I mean, it's a really unique environment to be part of a Sherwood Pictures production because, first and foremost, it's a church. And it's a church making a movie, and so they have crew positions that you don't normally see on other movies. For example, my first day there, you know, a couple of people walked up to me, and I wasn't sure who they were, and I introduced myself, and I said, well, what do you do? And they said, we're here to pray for you. And so I learned real quick that there were prayer warriors on the set, and they prayed for us before each scene, and it was really a wonderful experience to be a part of the ministry that is Sherwood Pictures and all the wonderful people at Sherwood Church. So it was a neat set to be on. We shot it last summer, and just a lot of camaraderie amongst all the actors and crew and all of the volunteers from Albany that participated in the film production. My role, I played Officer Shane Fuller. He's a divorced father of an 11-year-old son, and certainly he goes through challenges to be able to serve and protect at home and make the right decisions to be able to raise his son as a single dad the way that he should do that. And we see the consequences, good and bad, of the decisions that he makes throughout the film. And it's just a wonderful film that I think people will enjoy. It comes out in theaters September 30th.
Outstanding. And you hit the nail on the head again. That's very real to life, the different types of families there are. Now, you yourself are a dad. Could you talk about maybe a father who's listening out there or a family member who's interested in that? What kind of message will this movie send that might be positive and encouragement?
Yeah, what was really interesting about Courageous was when I first got the script and read it, I was a new dad myself. My wife and I battled infertility for 9 years. And we're in the process of adopting a little boy from Haiti. And 2 years into that process, we got a referral from Haiti, and the next day we found out my wife was pregnant.
Wow!
And so, 9 years of infertility, and in about 24 hours, we had two sons on the way. And about 10 days after we brought our son home from Haiti, which was right around the Haiti earthquake, We had a 7-month-old son at home who was Nathaniel, our biological son, and then of course we just brought Benicio home from Haiti. And so I had all these emotions about how to be a dad, and I wanted to be the dad that God had called me to be. And then Alex sent me the script for Courageous, and I read it, and it brought me to my knees. I was traveling, and I was just in tears. And I called him immediately. I said, I would love to be a part of this film in any way, just because it's a fatherhood movement. I can see a movement being made across the country in churches with this film. And it's just, I wanted to make it for my sons. And so we talked more about it and went through the audition process like everybody else in the cast. And, you know, God worked it out that I could actually be in the film. It's just been a great experience.
That's a wonderful testimony. That is wonderful. And we're talking about a movie here. Could you talk, Kevin, about why movies are important in this day and age, in this culture, and what kind of impact you think they could have?
Yeah, I mean, movies, first and foremost, obviously are entertainment, but they also can be used to inspire and encourage people. And so I think that's what Sherwood Pictures is trying to do. Certainly that's what we try to do in the films that we make. With Downs Brothers Entertainment, with my brother, Bobby, and with some of the other films that I'm directing. I'm directing a film right now called Amazing Love that stars Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings and Rudy, and it has Aaron Bethea from Fireproof and just a wonderful cast in it. And I'm directing that film, and it's a very powerful and inspiring film. And what's great about this filmmaking community is that we all try to inspire, encourage, and pray for one another and lift each other up. I talk to the Kendrick brothers frequently, and we're always sharing ideas and concepts with each other's projects, and that's what I love about it. It's like a brotherhood of filmmakers, kind of a fraternity a little bit, and we're all trying to help each other out.
That's fantastic. The film is Courageous. It opens on September 30th, and this is one you will not want to miss. In this day and age, when there are so many movies that work countercultural to the home, the family, to a Christian-centered life, Courageous makes a powerful impact and challenges men. One more thing that I wanted to say, Kevin, was that I liked that it challenged men from where they are to strive to be better, to strive to be the dad they always wanted. It was not about a collection of perfect people. It was about striving and efforting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was really important, I think, that you know, the Kendrick brothers, when they developed the script, they wanted to be able to show flawed individuals and not have everything wrap up in a nice, neat, and bow tie, because as we live through life, we're all flawed people. And so it's what we do with, you know, how we react to the decisions that we make that, you know, can ultimately bring us closer to the God that created us. And I love the fact that it really, there's these sort of slices of life that are created in the film, and there's different fatherhood stories. So, because there's 5 different stories, you know, in some of the pre-release screenings, I've seen guys relate to each different story and some of their wives as well. And so it's not just a film for guys, but women have been loving it just as much and kind of bringing their husbands to the theater to enjoy it together. And so it's one of the things they do well is to be able to balance the drama with some comedy and some moments that really make you think and just, you know, good entertainment.
That's right. And I actually saw it with my wife, who I thought I liked it a lot. She liked it even more. There was action, humor, emotion, drama. It really had it all, and you did a fantastic job in your role. I want to compliment you in that and encourage all of our listeners to plan to see Courageous when it comes out September 30th. We need to support this film and send a strong message and take friends, neighbors, relatives, anyone you think who might want to hear the strong message about good fatherhood. And it does contain the kernel of the gospel, and that really does shine through, and it shined through in the other films as well, bringing glory to God. We've been talking to Kevin Downs, who plays Officer Shane Fuller in the new film called Courageous. Visit CourageousTheMovie.com for more. And Kevin, thank you for your time, and thank you for your efforts.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me.
Blessings to you.
You too.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program in the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, visit BaptistMessenger.com or find us in the iTunes Store.